Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah, some of you are in the rain. I mentioned earlier, if you're in some heavy showers this afternoon, as always, don't use your hazard lights. You're not supposed to, and it's illegal. So if you're driving with the flow of traffic, just do the smart thing. Because when you use your hazard lights, people look at you like you're an idiot. So don't look like an idiot. Kind of, you know, if you are an idiot, hide it by not using your hazard lights. And if the weather is so bad that you have to, you know, put your hazard lights on, then just, you know, get off the road until it passes. Coleman, let that song run for another minute. I'm taking down some notes here on some breaking news that I'm just getting. And this is monumental. Okay, hang on. I'm just finishing this information. I can't wait to tell you what I'm about to tell you. Just getting this in. Okay. This has got to be a joke. I mean, this has to be a joke. I mean, this comes from Neutral Ground News. So it's a joke, right? Coleman, do you know about Neutral Ground News?
I've heard the name a few times. I think it's like our version of The Onion.
Okay.
Is it?
I don't know. I'm not that familiar with it. I mean, I've heard the name, but this has got to be a joke. I mean, I'm going to read it to you, but it's got to be a joke. So I'm going to assume that it's a joke, because if it's not, it's just too bizarre to even be conceived. So here's what Neutral Ground News is reporting. Mayor Cantrell is flying to Rome to mourn the passing of Pope Francis. A statement was released by the city of New Orleans after Cantrell had already left for Rome. She wants to be by the Pope's side during these trying times. Well, I mean, he's dead. Was she going to be next to the body? She also is entering the running to become the next Pope. With the election for the new pontiff on the horizon, Mayor Cantrell believes that her properly procured and award record of leadership makes her well positioned to guide the Catholic Church into the next chapter. She made history as being the first African-American female mayor of New Orleans. Now she wants to break yet another barrier by becoming the first African-American female to become Pope. Any opponents, any criticism of her becoming Pope should be closely examined as racially motivated undertones.
Seems legit.
Well, I mean, it kind of fits her arrogance. It kind of fits her mentality. But, I mean, that's got to be a joke, right? I wouldn't be surprised if she looked for an excuse to use our tax dollars to fly to Rome. I've never been to Rome, but, you know, it's a pretty cool place. And I'm sure she would look for an excuse to go be part of this, even though her behavior does not actually match her self-proclamation that she is a woman that walks in faith. I don't know what faith she walks in, but it's certainly not the faith that, I walk in or that many people walk in. But I mean, this has got to be a joke. It is. Right?
For everybody waiting with bated breath, yes, Neutral Ground News is a parody satire.
Okay,
it is our version of The Onion.
All right, but here's what's interesting: the fact that Cantrell is the target of this parody, this satire, this joke. There is a degree of believability that this is her mentality, that she thinks she can do anything and that she is above everything and anything. And so the fact that she was selected to be the target of this humor is a clear indication that she is seen as a certain type of person. Very arrogant and self-centered, but really that's funny stuff. So congratulations to Neutral Ground News. All right, I'm Scoot. It's a Tuesday afternoon. We're going to do the results of the Tuesday text-off. It was on this day in 1978 that the Blues Brothers, John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd, made their debut on Saturday Night Live, becoming the first characters from the show to get their own movie, the Blues Brothers movie. And the Blues Brothers were born on Saturday Night Live, and they became very popular and went on to do an entire movie. They did a cover of Soul Man, which was a hit, and that was Song A. Song B, no, wait a minute. Yeah, did we have that? That was Song A, right? Yeah, the Blues Brothers, that was Song A. And the original guys who did it, Sam and Dave, that was Song B. So here is Song B. Play a little bit of this for you. Sam and Dave, the original, came in second to the Blues Brothers, Jake and Elwood. That's their names, right? Jake and Elwood? Jake and Elwood, John Belushi, Dan Aykroyd, the Blues Brothers. Song A was the big winner of the Tuesday text-off. It won by one vote. Thanks to all of you for participating in that. I knew this was going to be a close one because the Blues Brothers did a great job with that Sam and Dave cover. All right, I'm Scoot on the air. If you want to join us with a comment about anything we're talking about this afternoon, the Oak and Art Jewelers talk-in text line is 504-260-1870. A lot going on. We've talked about Earth Day, and today is the 55th anniversary of Earth Day. This was a day invented by baby boomers, and it was a day that, you know, baby boomers celebrated Earth Day, and we celebrated the ecology. That's what we referred to it as. Taking care of the Earth and the planet and all of that stuff was referred to as the ecology. And we did a lot to try to protect that or bring awareness to the fact that it should be protected. Over the years, it's kind of gone by the wayside. And interestingly, many members of that generation that once were part of the idea of protecting the Earth have been brainwashed into thinking that the whole climate change protecting the Earth thing is nothing but a ridiculous hoax. And I don't believe it is, but this is America. You are free to believe what you want to believe. And, you know, I'm really sorry to hear that Shannon Sharp, you know, former great player in the NFL, Shannon Sharp, I like his NFL commentary on ESPN. Shannon Sharp has been accused of raping a woman. And there's a lawsuit that said that he demanded to be in complete control. The plaintiff is suing under the name of Jane Doe, and she says that Shannon Sharp, 56, raped her multiple occasions. Now, here's the interesting part. Raped her on multiple occasions over the course of a nearly two-year rocky consensual relationship. This is information obtained by People magazine. The woman alleges that Shannon Sharp also recorded their sexual encounters without her consent and shared the recordings with others. Like, hey, man, look what I did to her, man. Look at this, man. Hey, come over here. You want to see this? I hope this isn't true, but a lot of athletes that we respect have fallen from grace. A lot of athletes that we respect have lost our respect because of things that they have done. The woman is a resident of Nevada, and she says that she met Shannon Sharp when she was 22 years old working at a gym in Los Angeles in 2023. So this is recent stuff. She claims that he made multiple advances toward her in subsequent visits to the gym before the complaint, and she says she eventually gave in. She eventually gave in and and did it. I have to be careful how I say this, and please understand, I'm not holding this woman accountable. But there's a lesson to be learned here. If you're in a nearly two-year rocky consensual relationship with somebody who is occasionally raping you, you got to get out of that. And while I'm not blaming her, some responsibility must be accepted by people who stay in these situations and allow this to happen to them. Now, again, we don't know if Shannon Sharpe is guilty or not guilty. We don't know. We're just, you know, hearing this information. He says it's not true, of course. But, you know, while I hold the man accountable, because the man has the strength to make this happen if he wants it to happen, the fact that it may have happened over a two-year period is very disturbing. And there should be a message to all women that you should not put yourself in a situation that you're not comfortable in. You know, I remember I was in Denver. I was on the air in Denver. And actually did a show when Kobe Bryant appeared in court in Eagle, Colorado. He was rehabbing an injury at this facility in Eagle, Colorado, which I don't know, I think it was about 2 hours west of Denver. And I remember, you know, covering this while I was on the air there. And, you know, I felt like Kobe Bryant was railroaded. The woman went to his room and they had sex. And I don't want to get into too much detail here because a lot of people have picked up their kids from school. But, you know, they did that. And he says, it was consensual. And just the way it was laid out, it seemed like she agreed. But then in the end, she didn't like what she did. And so after the fact, she said it wasn't consensual. I don't remember how much money she got, but she did get a lot of money from Kobe Bryant. And his image was affected by that. So, you know, if you don't know somebody, I don't care how much you're enamored with them, man, you got to be careful. You can't just let yourself be in the presence of somebody alone if you don't trust them. And while I'm not blaming the woman in either situation, I'm saying that, you know, women need to be smart and not be so enamored with a celebrity that they'll do anything the celebrity says, and then afterwards say, well, you know, I don't know, I didn't like that happened that way, or it didn't happen that way, or this is the way it really happened. And, you know, it's sad, but some women are trying to get money. All right, you want to go to Jazz Fest? We've got a chance for you to win some tickets to the second weekend of Jazz Fest. I'm about to give you the WWL Jazz Fest code word of the day. The code word today is gumbo. G-U-M-B-O. Gumbo. So go to our website right now. It's wwl.com/contests with an S. And you'll need the word gumbo. If you use another word, it's not going to work. Use the word gumbo to register to win a pair of tickets to go to Jazz Fest second weekend. And Lenny Kravitz and Cage the Elephant and Pearl Jam and Luke Combs and many, many others are going to be performing. It's, you know, it's a great year again this year. So take the word gumbo, go to wwl.com/contest with an S and register to win. And good luck and happy festing from Miller Lite, the official beer of Jazz Fest and WWL. All right, let's go to Coleman. Do we have any? Let's take a break and we'll come back. We'll check in with some of your text messages. And if you want to join us with a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. So have you seen Machine Gun Kelly? And have you seen Machine Gun Kelly's, the mother of his child, the mother of his new child, Megan Fox? She's an actress. They were seen in public for the first time. Their relationship is kind of on the rocks, and apparently something happened between her getting pregnant and her giving birth, and they apparently have kind of broken up, which is, you know, kind of sad, and I feel badly for the kids that have to suffer through that. But this is a Machine Gun Kelly with Jelly Roll. Song is called Lonely Road. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Well, so here was a song very much about planet Earth. Mercy, Mercy Me, Marvin Gaye, the ecology. That's what the song was all about. Today is Earth Day, 55 years old today. Earth Day started 55 years ago. And again, there was a big celebration. It was either the weekend before or the weekend after Earth Day, because I think Earth Day has always been on a Tuesday. But when I was on the Rock of New Orleans years ago, we used to celebrate Earth Day with big concerts at the park. And, you know, I probably sparked a dube on my way there. Not that you should ever do that, but I think I did back then because I didn't know any better. It's kind of stupid, but I had fun. I think people had fun as well. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us. Coleman is our studio producer. Ian is off today. We'll get to a couple of text messages, but wait, you just had a phone call? Somebody just hung up on you?
Oh, yeah. Somebody told me to tell you to get your Marxist, communist ass off the air. And then they hung up. I want to come on in. And they were like, boop, and hung up.
Yeah, well, those are callers, cowards. They don't want to come on here and talk about it. Joe in Metairie, I don't know why you would think it's not okay for people to have different opinions. And your opinion of me as a Marxist and a communist reveals your ignorance, because you obviously don't know anything about Marxism or communism, because there's no way that I'm close to either one of those. So, thanks for, you know, being part of that group that uses the First Amendment to display their ignorance. What is it about free speech that you disagree with, Joe? I mean, people can't have a different opinion from yours. Everybody has to agree with you. What about the people who don't like your opinion? Not everybody does. Not everybody likes you. So, I mean, that's kind of life. All right. You got a couple of text messages. We haven't gotten to many of those today.
Yeah, concerning people that's like sort of can't seem to find their ways away from a abusive relationship. Coach Edward says some abusers mentally, emotionally, financially, and physically manipulate the victim so they can't leave. It's horrific.
You know, I talked about this a couple of days ago on the show. I was at Chipotle, and it's not Chipotle's fault, but I was at Chipotle and getting something, standing in line. Sometimes you stand in line. And I mentioned this. There was a kind of a chubby guy with, you know, geek-looking glasses on, nerdy glasses. And he's standing there with this really cute girl with a really nice petite figure. And it's not that I was staring. It's just that it was obvious. And you would not have put these two people together. And this guy was smacking this girl on the ass right there while he was waiting in line. He'd smack her on one cheek and then smack her on the other cheek, and it was loud. And there were times when he was like kind of, you know, picking it near her breast and, you know, kind of kissing her and then pulling away. She kept trying to tell him to stop, but she didn't. And I positioned myself to where I was up against the wall, right next to her, facing him. And I looked him right in the eye, and he stopped doing it. I didn't have to say a word. But it occurred to me that this is one of those guys who doesn't look like he deserves the woman he's with. And he wants to slap her, and he wants to spank her, and he wants to show everybody in the place, this is my woman. And I can only imagine what that guy's like when they're alone. And a lot of people who are inferior have inferiority complexes. They will actually go out of their way to find somebody they can put down. And he may be one of those guys that tries to make this young girl feel like she's a POS, like she's nothing. And she has to have him because nobody else would have her. And sometimes people put down people to break their self-esteem so they have no self-esteem and they don't think they're worth anything. And the fact that this guy loves them makes them want to love them back again. It's just really a sad, sad situation. But I couldn't do anything about it in the long run. But I'm glad at that moment I could just step next to her and look him in the eye. And I didn't have to say a word and the guy stopped.
All right, going back to what we were talking about earlier when we began the show with Trump incentivizing people to have families for $5,000, this texter asks, do you get $20,000 if you're delivering quintuplets?
You know, I guess so. I mean, I guess so. You'd get $15,000 if you had triplets. Twins, $10,000.
All right, but this one just says, Scoot, you're missing the point, the entire point of the $5,000 bonus for babies. It's only for married women. The number one problem in our city alone is no fathers.
You know, I know that's, yeah, that is a problem. And again, this is another reason why this speaks of dog whistle politics with what the White House is doing in promoting married women having children, giving them $5,000, which of course is not nearly enough to actually realistically have and raise a child, even in the early years. That is a problem. And unfortunately, we have a system that does not reward the man for staying in the life of women. And that needs to change, but I don't know if it ever will.
And, yep, so far, yep, that's about it. Just some more coming.
All right, when we come back here, I want to talk a little bit about this new couple, this hot new celebrity couple, Elizabeth Hurley. She was the woman who played alongside Mike Myers in the Austin Powers movies. Elizabeth Hurley. I mean, she's, you know, a little bit older now, mature. She still has a great body. She is beautiful. And she is with Billy Ray Cyrus. I mean, I see a picture of them kissing, and it's I don't get it. But then again, there have always been couples that we don't get. And it's not for me to get. You know, I don't have to get it. If Elizabeth Hurley and Billy Ray Cyrus love each other, well, you know, that's great. I didn't put Gwen Stefani with Blake Shelton, but they seem to be very happy together. So I researched a few celebrity couples that just don't seem like they even belong together. So I'll share that with you when we come back. And also, there is still a lot of talk about the Trump administration, Donald Trump, getting rid of Pete Hegseth. You know, now there was apparently a second breach of private information, and apparently he's even admitted to it. And so there are reports now that the Trump administration is trying to find a way to get rid of him. But then Donald Trump says, and then there's another report from the White House and the press secretary, that Trump is standing by Pete Hegseth. So let's do a quick text off here. Do you think Pete Hegseth, as defense secretary, do you think he stays or do you think Trump gets rid of him? I think Trump gets rid of him. So let's do a text off, stays or gone. So if you think he stays, if you think Trump sticks with him and he stays, just text the word stays to the Open Heart text line 504-260-1870. If you think he's gone, text the word gone. So should he stay? Should he go? I think the Trump administration needs to get rid of Pete Hegseth. All right, so text stay if you think he stays. Text gone if you think he's gone. And the Open Heart text line is 504-260-1870. We'll have the results right after this break on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, it was on this day in 2010 that Poison lead singer Bret Michaels suffered a brain hemorrhage. You know, he's been through some tough things in his life. That brain hemorrhage almost killed him. He spent almost 2 weeks in intensive care and has made a full recovery. And I've had some fun in my life with Bret Michaels. And the last time we talked, I said, Bret, there are a lot of glam rock bands like yours from the 80s that never made it. Why do you think Poison made it?
First of all, to everybody, I say this, as you know, my style from that night and us hanging to now, I'm never a putter downer. I'm always encouraging people. And I think a lot of them, great talent doing stuff. Again, You know, I could say this. Times are always changing. The one thing I think for Poison is that there is a passion that comes from my days of playing, not just in the garage. I started in cold Pennsylvania during the winters in the basement. And then when it got warmer, you worked your way up to the garage. And then that passion has never, I can tell you my reason, bet on myself, bet on the band, bet on your friends around you, and just love what you're doing. But also you got to adapt. Doesn't mean you got to change. You don't have to change who you are. You don't have to change your music. You adapt. And I think my love of all styles of music has helped, from loving rock, pop, country. You know, now I'm doing a ton of the big rock festivals, country festivals. I'm doing stuff with Eric Church, Kenny Chesney, Jimmy Buffett. And then also turn around and a day later, I'm doing, you know, the stadium. And then back a day later, jamming with Eric Church at Barefoot Country.
Yeah, I love Bret Michaels. I mean, we had a lot of fun going out one night in the French Quarter, and it was great to reconnect with him last time he was here, and it was a fun conversation. And, you know, I love his positive attitude about everything. All right, let's get the results of the instant text off. So, Pete Seghath, you know, and more controversy unfolding. Trump says, I'm sticking with this guy. I don't think Trump can afford to stay with him. I think he's going to be gone. He's defense secretary. A lot of people in the Pentagon don't like him, and apparently that is a factor. So the text off was the word stay or the word gone. What do you think? Is he going to stay? Is he going to go? And it's kind of close, but most people listening say he's gone. And I totally agree with you. Doesn't matter what Trump says right now. I think Pete Hegseth is gone. I just don't think Trump can afford to keep him around. And, you know, this really goes to this, the irony or the hypocrisy of the whole DEI criticism from the Trump administration. The best person needs to get the job. Well, there were a lot of reasons that made a lot of people believe that Pete Hegseth was not the right person for the job. A number of reasons. So Donald Trump himself has not always hired the right person for the right job. So we'll see what happens with Hegseth. So this new couple, I don't get it. You may not get it. It's up to these two. If Elizabeth Hurley wants to let Billy Ray Cyrus kiss her or whatever, that's her business. But I just don't see those two together. Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly. I kind of see them together, but I kind of think that they're sort of a strange couple. Back in 2009, I thought it was weird when Katy Perry was dating Russell Brand. And there had been a lot of questions about Russell Brand's behavior recently. I'm sure that Katy Perry didn't put up with any of that stuff. In 2010, what an odd couple this is. Chelsea Handler was dating 50 Cent. Tiger Woods dated Leanne Rimes. I don't see them together. All right, this always bothered me because I always thought she was really cool. Chad Kroeger, the lead singer of Nickelback, and Avril Lavigne. I never got that. Actually, they got married, but I think they're divorced now. From 2003 to 2005, Lenny Kravitz dated Nicole Kidman. I don't see them together. 1989, Courtney Cox and Michael Keaton. Maybe she has some kind of father issue. She wants to be with somebody older. And then Sarah Jessica Parker dated Robert Downey Jr. I mean, I guess I could kind of see them together, but I don't get the appeal of Sarah Jessica Parker.
Can I add one to the list?
Yeah, go ahead.
One that surprises me: Colin Jost from SNL and Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, you're right. I don't get that. I don't get it. I mean, I think she's a great actress. I think he's really funny on Saturday Night Live, but I don't get them together. I still don't get Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton, but obviously they've just got a great life together. And it just goes to prove that we judge people based on the fact of whether or not we think they should be together. And yet it's up to them. And we don't know what's going on in their minds. We don't know what drives them. I mean, it's really hard to define love. It's a difficult thing to define love. And so when you see some of these couples and hear about some of these couples, you go, I don't get it. I mean, but, you know, love is love and love conquers. All right. We're going to come back to wrap up the show here in just a few minutes. I'm going to post a video on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page and Scoot on the Air Instagram. And we'll do that right after the show. So we're continuing to remember that today is Earth Day. It is a day to pay attention to all the things that we as humans can do to make the world a better place, to make the world sustainable, doing little things. And I know you might think, oh, that's just a little thing. But if everybody does a little thing, it all adds up. And I just wish the whole concept of taking care of this planet had not become so political. And the generation that is now the establishment gave birth to Earth Day 55 years ago today. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. Yeah, there is rain around the area. If you're in it, drive carefully. And we've got another good chance of rain tomorrow, Wednesday. And then it's really important for Thursday because that's the beginning of Zurich Classic and the beginning of Jazz Fest. So we'll know more about that forecast tomorrow. Sports Talk with Mike Dettillier, Steve Geller coming up next. Mike D's got his final 2025 mock draft. It hits WWL.com today. And remember, the Jazz Fest code word of the day today is gumbo. Take gumbo and go to the website wwl.com/contest with an S and register to win. And good luck from Miller Lite and WWL. A legendary CBS executive, Bill Owens, is leaving 60 Minutes, and he says he's leaving because, quote, he's losing his journalistic independence. There's a big issue in this country about freedom of press since Trump took office. A big conversation going on about journalistic freedom. So we'll spend a little time talking about that on the show tomorrow. I want to thank Diane Newman, Ian Hoke, our studio producer today, Coleman, news anchor Chris Miller, Traffic with Courtney P. And as always, I thank all of you for being part of our show. Listen for another code word coming up for the Jazz Fest tickets coming up in the 6 o'clock hour on Sports Talk. I'm Scoot. Again, if you're in the rain, drive carefully. Have a great afternoon. Love you, New Orleans.